it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Everything all right, boys?
Oh, yeah, Mom. These scrambled eggs are real neat.
Mine are kind of loose. Could you take them back and scramble them a little tighter?
Well, honey, you have to get on to school now, but I'll remember that next time.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Morning, men.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, did you boys have a restful night?
Gee, I don't know, Dad. Well, I was sleeping all the time.
Wow.
I hope you had a good night's rest, Wally.
Why?
Well, doesn't the freshman team have a football game today?
Oh, yeah.
Want to get to play?
Well, Coach made me an alternate on the second team. He might put me in if enough guys get wrecked.
Wrecked? Ward, I don't mind him going out for the team, but I don't like the idea of him playing.
In other words, Wally, don't go near the water.
Huh?
Me and Larry Mandel are coming over to watch you play. Something Larry's got to stay after school, so I guess I'll be the only one of us coming.
Well, how about you, Dad? The game doesn't start till 3.
Golly, I tried to get away, Wally, but I'm going to be tied up at the office. Maybe your mother would like to come over and watch you play.
Oh, no, you don't. If he's going to get wrecked, I think his father ought to be there to see it.
Yeah, well, isn't it about time you fellas got to school?
Oh, yeah, sure, Dad.
Come on, it's late.
Boy, you played a neat game, Wally.
You sure did.
Yeah, for a while there, I thought you wouldn't get in.
I timed you, Wally. You played exactly 4 minutes and 10 seconds. So what? He intercepted a pass, didn't he?
Well, gee, it bounced off a guy's head and I had a clear field. All I could do is make a touchdown.
Yeah, but you still only played 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Aw.
You know, Wally, I bet next week you'll be on the first team.
Heck, I don't know.
I could have made the team if I'd have wanted to, but I didn't want to.
Well, you went out for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I purposely didn't try hard. I promised my father I'd study this year on account of I'm going to Annapolis.
Cut it out.
You know, Wally, that's pretty neat, scoring a touchdown the first time he got in the game.
Yeah, you were great. Great!
Great, he was colossal.
Yeah, when that football bounced off that guy's head...
Hey, fellas. You want to feel something?
What?
Feel my upper lip.
Hey, don't tell me you're starting to shave.
What do you mean, starting? I've been shaving for over 2 months.
I've been shaving for 6 months.
No fooling?
Almost once a month.
Yeah, you've been shaving all right.
I haven't actually shaved yet, but I'm saving up to buy my own razor.
Oh, heck, I got my own, fellas. You want to come over to my house and see my razor? It's gold-plated, and it's in a genuine plastic case.
No fooling?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You coming, Wally?
No, I promised to walk Beaver home.
Okay, I'll be seeing you, Wally. I was thinking of growing a mustache, but they don't let you wear them in Annapolis.
Hey, Wally. Well, you didn't promise to walk me home.
I can walk you home if I want to.
Well, how come you didn't want to go with the guys?
I don't know.
Is it on account you're not never shaved?
Well, gee, who wants to hear a bunch of guys acting like big shots?
Well, most likely, you'll be shaving soon, Wally.
Well, I don't know. It just feels kind of fuzzy.
Well, I bet those guys weren't as fuzzy as you are when they started to shave.
Well, don't forget all those guys are older than I am. Except Tui, he's younger. And he's thinking of buying his own razor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad.
Well, hi, Beaver. What are you up to?
Well, I'm just getting down a cyclopedia.
Well, which volume do you want?
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, I'm just going to look at the pictures.
Oh. Well, let's see. Here. Let's try this one. There's a lot of good pictures starting with L.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, listen. How'd your brother make out in the game today?
Oh, real great, Dad. He slipped a pass made into a touchdown.
He did?
Yeah. He would have won the game. Setting his team was already ahead 40 points.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hi. Say, Beaver.
Beaver, dinner will be ready in a half an hour. Would you tell Wally?
All right, Mom. Thanks for the picture book, Dad.
Okay, Beaver. Hey, Beaver was just telling me Wally intercepted a pass today and ran for a touchdown.
Oh, Ward, he didn't. Now they'll probably want him to play all the time.
Well, they just might at that, dear.
Wally, you want to see a picture? Wally?
I'm in here.
What you doing, Wally?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm gonna shave.
Where'd you get the shave stuff?
Well, I kind of borrowed it out of Dad's room.
What'd you do that for?
Well, I don't know, but you're supposed to. Boy, what a razor. Feel how smooth it is.
Yeah, it sure is smooth, all right.
Boy, clean as a whistle.
Wally?
Yeah?
I don't think there's a blade in it.
I thought there was one already in there.
Yeah, me too, because you were shaving so good.
Maybe I better start on my upper lip. I saw him do this in the barber shop.
Hey, Wally, your hand's shaking.
Yeah.
You want I should hold your nose?
Oh, I can hold my own nose.
What happened?
I cut myself.
Well, I'll call Dad.
It's okay. Just get some adhesive tape out of Mom's bathroom. Ow! You better get a couple.
I'll get the whole box.
Did you call the boys?
3 times. They said they'd be right down.
I heard water running, but I don't think they could be washing all this time.
Oh, naturally not. You know, water does have a lot of fascination for kids, though. I remember once my brother and I filled a cardboard box full of water.
Why would you do that?
Wanted to see how long it took before the bottom fell out.
Well, I hope the boys... Well, come on, fellas, hurry up. We're waiting for you.
Your face.
Ward, I knew he'd get hurt playing football.
Gee, Mom, it's not from football. It's just a scratch.
His skin just fell apart a little.
Wally, did you put my razor back? Huh? After you finished shaving.
Wally, you shaved?
Yeah, I guess I did just a little bit.
He didn't put your razor any, Dad. Most of the time he wasn't even using the blade.
Oh, Wally, you're too young to start shaving.
Well, gee, all the other guys are shaving like Eddie and Chester.
Yeah, and Eddie didn't even grow a mustache. I'm certain they wouldn't let him into Annapolis.
Wally, all those fellows are older than you are. And anyway, believe me, you don't want to start shaving until you have to.
Well, when do you think I can start shaving?
Well, when you start growing a beard. And another thing, Wally, every time you shave, your beard gets stiffer and stiffer. First thing you know, you'll have to be shaving every day.
Well, gee, I never knew that.
Dear, if we finished our discussion of beards, can we get on with dinner?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, let me help you.
Wally playing football and shaving? Does he have to grow up this fast?
I think it just seems fast to us, dear. When you're Wally's age, it must seem like it takes forever.
I know, but shaving...
Well, shaving's one thing you don't have to worry about. I think I discouraged him about that for the time being.
What you thinking about, Wally?
About what Dad said. The more you shave, the more your beard grows.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, if I shaved every day, by the end of the week, I'd have a pretty good beard.
Thanks for giving me the assignment, Wally.
Oh, that's okay, Eddie. But what were you during algebra class today?
I told Mr. Briggs I had to go to the principal's office. Then I hung around the gymnasium till the class was over.
Well, what if Mr. Briggs talks to the principal?
Well, I'll just say I was helping the coach mark the athletic field. I bet they never find out where I was. Well, I gotta be going.
Can't see you, Eddie.
Why don't you stick around, Eddie, and watch Wally shave?
No fooling, Wally. You shaving now?
Yeah, practically once a day.
Go on. You're not shaving.
I bet I am, too.
Sure he is. Well, since last week, he used up 4 whole blades.
Any guy could say he was shaving.
Let's show him, Wally. I'll go get Dad's razor.
Okay.
No fooling, Wally. You've been shaving every day for a week.
Well, yeah. Well, guy can't let his beard get ahead of him.
Oh, hi, dear.
I thought you'd never get home. We're due there in 10 minutes.
Due where?
At the Rutherfords.
Oh, my gosh, I completely forgot. Give me a couple of minutes for a shower and a shave.
I'll put your blue suit out in the bed.
For the Rutherfords?
Well, they're having the Mitchells, too.
Oh.
Like the hat?
Well, no, but maybe the Mitchells will.
See, Eddie? He's a real neat shaver.
Yeah, he's shaving all right. But he's not holding it like Mickey Mantle does.
Well, everybody's got to have their own individual style.
Well, I think he's holding it better than Mickey Mantle.
Wally, is that by any chance my razor?
Yeah, Dad.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
Wally asked me in to watch him shave.
Wally, I just got home. I have 5 minutes to get to the Rutherfords, and you have my razor. Now, didn't we go through all this before about you shaving, and didn't you agree with me?
Yeah, Dad, but I was just...
You were just doing what you were told not to do. Now, may I have my razor, please? Where are the blades?
I guess I kind of used the last one.
Oh, fine. Now I have to go without shaving. Wally, I told you last week that it was ridiculous for a boy your age to start shaving before he even had a beard. Now I'll tell you once more. Stop trying to act so grown up.
I think I better run along, Wally. I don't want to be around in case your father wants to yell at you some more about shaving.
You don't have to go, Eddie. Well, I think he's all yelled out.
Yeah, well, I'll see you, Eddie.
Yeah, I'll see you, Wally.
Wally, there wasn't anything funny about Dad yelling at you. Why was Eddie laughing?
Well, you know Eddie. He's always laughing at stuff that isn't funny.
Hey, Wally, you only shaved half your face.
Yeah.
Does it show?
Gee, no. I can't even tell which side you shade.
Thanks a lot, Beaver.
Hiya, fellas.
Hi, Lumpy.
Hi, Lumpy.
Hello, Clarence.
Hey, Wally, I hear you made the freshman team. Boy, will you try going out for the varsity next year? Man, they'll pulverize you.
Maybe. Hey, how come you know so much about it? You're not on the varsity team.
Yeah? Four guys in my homeroom are. Four guys.
Big deal.
Hi, man.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. Hey, what's so funny? Didn't Wally tell you what happened last night? It was a howl.
Yeah? What happened?
He was shaving with his pop's razor when his pop walked in.
Come on, Eddie, cut it out.
His pop jumped all over him. He told him he was a kid and he didn't have anything to shave. And old Wally's been shaving every night for a week.
Listen, Eddie, I told you to cut it out.
What you getting so sore about, baby face?
Listen, Lumpy, I'm liable to...
You're liable to what? Lucky for you, the bell rang.
Hey, Wally, why are you getting so sore? Because you got nothing to shave?
Yeah, you can't help it. Why don't you put some hair tonic on your chin?
Good morning, Mr. Briggs.
Well, Wally, how did football practice go today?
Okay, I guess.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic for a boy who's just made the first team.
Yeah, well, I might quit.
Well, why would you quit?
Well, I don't know. I'm probably too light to play football anyway.
Well, Wally, maybe you could put a little weight on if you'd eat a little bit more. There.
Well, we're not supposed to eat fried stuff, but... What difference does it make as long as I'm quitting?
Beaver, how are things at your school today?
All right, I guess.
Did you have that arithmetic test?
Yeah. I only got 8 wrong.
Well, that's not very good, is it?
Well, I was the highest in the ones that failed.
Mom, what's this weird stuff? Why can't we just have fried potatoes or something?
Well, that's eggplant.
Well, you just got through saying you weren't supposed to eat fried foods.
Yeah, but this stuff is weird.
Try it, dear.
Well, if you haven't anything better to do than sit there and criticize your food, you can just go on upstairs to your room.
Okay, if that's what you want.
Oh, now, Wally.
Let him go, June.
Mom?
Now, what's your complaint?
Well, I just want to know, could I have my dessert?
I'll get it, Beaver.
I'm sorry, Beaver. I shouldn't have jumped on you. It's just that I'm upset about the way Wally's been acting.
Yeah. I guess he is kind of mad at you.
Well, he used my razor after I told him not to.
Yeah, he knows that. But you shouldn't have told him not to do it in front of Eddie.
Oh. I guess I was so upset I forgot all about Eddie Haskell's being there.
Yeah. Eddie told all the guys, and they made fun of Wally about being a baby face.
They did, huh? Well, Beaver, it just goes to show you that us grown-ups can make mistakes just like you fellas.
Yeah. But when big people mess things up, sure makes a lot bigger mess. Dad, can I be excused? I'm not hungry from telling you stuff.
Sure, Beaver.
Where'd the Beaver go?
Oh, he's not hungry from telling me stuff.
Oh.
You know, June, I just did a very thoughtless thing.
Oh?
Bawling Wally out in front of Eddie for using my razor.
Well, dear, you told him before about using your razor, and he is too young to shave.
Yeah, but when a boy's trying to be a man, he doesn't want his father around telling him he's too young to be one. I guess that's something a woman wouldn't understand.
Oh, I think I know how he feels. I was the last one in my class to get a pair of high-heeled shoes.
You know, sometimes you think neither one of us had ever been a kid.
Hello? Oh, hello, Larry. Beaver isn't home. He and Wally went down to the barber shop with some of the other boys to get the haircut. Well, they should be home pretty soon. Mr. Cleaver went down to pick them up. What, dear? No, Beaver didn't mention anything about you coming over for lunch, but you're perfectly welcome. All right, Larry. Bye.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Chester.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Chester.
Hi, Chester.
How's that, Tui? Okay?
I guess it'll hold me till I get to a barber shop.
Next.
I'll wait for you, Chester.
Okay. How do you want it this time, Wally?
I don't care.
Hey, Wally, later on you want to go over the athletic field? The girls are having hockey practice.
Miss Wade won't let any guys on the field.
Yeah, but we can holler at them through the fence. How about it, Wally?
Well, why don't you go holler at them by yourself?
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver.
Hi,
Mr.
Cleaver.
Hi, Dad. I'm all ready. He finished my head first.
Okay, Beav. It'll be just a few minutes, Mr. Cleaver.
All right, Andy. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, sir. My father's working today, Mr. Cleaver. When you own your own business, you have to work on Saturdays.
Yeah, I guess you do, Eddie.
Say, Mr. Cleaver, now they have Wally in the chair. Should I give him the once-over lightly?
You mean a shave?
Well, he could use a little cleaning up.
Well, Andy, I didn't think Wally needed to shave yet, but after all, you're the expert.
Oh, yes, yes, he needs a shave, all right.
I do? He does?
Oh, yes, he does, at that.
Well, you know how it is. A man likes to look right over the weekend.
Well, whatever you say, Andy. You're the doctor.
Can I watch Andy?
Surely, Beaver.
Gee, Mr. Cleaver, I never had a shave in a barber shop.
Oh, you will, Eddie. You will.
Not too hot for you, is it, Bonnie?
Just right.
Gee whiz. He's not even going to use a safety razor.
Larry Mondello's here for lunch.
Oh.
Did you really get Wally a shave?
I sure did, with Andy's cooperation. He didn't do much more than scrape a lather off his face, but I think it did the trick as far as Wally was concerned.
There, I guess that does it.
Want me to call the boys?
Would you, dear?
Sure.
Hey, fellas, lunch!
Oh, thanks, Dad. Larry and Beaver will be right down. They're drying out Larry's shoe. He fell in the bathtub.
Say, Wally. About this barbershop thing,
Yeah, Dad, that was real neat what you did, you know, with all the guys there and everything.
Oh, that's all right, Wally. I think I kind of owed you that. But, you know, Wally, shaving is just one of the outward signs of being a man. It's a whole lot more important to try to be a man inside first.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Well, now that it's over, about this shaving thing, I just hope that
Well, heck,
you...
Dad, don't worry about it. What have I got to shave anyway?
Thank you.
Thank you.